There we go.
Isn't it one button?
It is.
All right.
It's probably 12, knowing how John
pushes. William, show him the button.
Here we go.
There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is really neat.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that is completely unexplained and no one can really knows what it's about or, you know, has seen it or anything. And joining me, as always, because she's always here, no matter what you think, Rox, how you doing?
Dear fans of Dragon Con, I'm sorry you'll have to hear that for 50 more days.
Well, technically at this point, this would be day 14, so that would be 36 more days. 36 more days till Dragon Con as we record. Actually, I guess 37 as we record this, 36 as it comes out. Hey, Rox, so how have you been? What you been up to? You been doing any Dragon Con related research? Or
I am. I've just been signed up for another late night, early morning, 1 a.m. panel on the decadence of the Weimar Republic in Germany for alt history.
Oh, Jesus. Well,
yes, you know, is it one of those panels that everybody shows?
Well, up. Is it?
Actually,
is it,
we do.
Is it a panel for the Insomniacs? What's going on?
So all history has been doing the 1 a.m. thing. We did one last year, and I think we were still awake, and it was the Victorian era, the shenanigans and stuff. So it was very adult themed, and we're keeping with that theme, but we are pushing that forward to the 1920s, right before the rise of Nazi power.
Wow.
So, yes.
So that would be an adult-themed
It's very adult-themed. Yeah. Very, very adult-themed.
When you were doing it last year, when you were walking home, did you see any strange sightings? Did you spot Bigfoot or maybe a UFO in the air?
There were strange apparitions all around us as me and one of my co-hosts, co-panelists, were making our way through the parking lot and through the tunnel. So yes, we saw many, many a strange apparition that we just could not explain.
Well, you know who might be able to explain it? Our guest tonight. Our guest tonight. Do you know who that is?
Could that be the little woman with a big megaphone?
Yes, in fact it is. It is Lee from the X-Track and Paranormal. Lee, how you doing?
I am great. John, it's been so long since we chatted. And Rox, it's so good to hear from you.
Rox and I have been doing this podcast in a parallel universe for years now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't realize it was
in an alternate universe. Maybe it was you and I, but no.
Oh, in an alternate universe.
In the alternate universe, we have won like at least 5 Pulitzer Prizes for our podcasting prowess. Yes. Our, you know, in-depth research is amazing.
So, John, the universe where it would be you and I maybe doing this podcast, we ain't got jack.
No, we've got nothing. No.
We haven't even been nominated like for anything.
No. Not even close.
Okay. I'm glad you got a Pulitzer on Rock.
In that alternate universe, yes.
So, but yes, X-Track and Paranormal Track, we are going to have, oh my goodness, the most awesome years.
Well, yeah, okay, so tell us first of all what your track is about and what your tracks are about.
Tracks, yeah. It's 2 tracks, and one is I'm going to start with X-Track. That's the one that's been around the longest. actually been almost 25 years now. Hard to believe.
Congratulations.
Hey, woo. And I was there the first year. I was an attendee, but I was there the first year that there was an extract in 96. And so that would only be 22 years. Sorry, not close to 25, only 22.
But in the alternate universe, it's 25.
Is that it? Thank you. Yeah. Hold on a second. I apologize. I'm about to call. Okay, I stopped it. Extract is really about conspiracy shows, often that have a little bit of a government tinge to them, or those shows that are about the government and we're just not sure why the government is doing what they're doing, or an agency or things like that. So from, of course, Extract, it would be the X-Files, be things like X-Files, Fringe, Lost, The Lone Gunman, but also Warehouse 13, which was a great show and we desperately miss it all the time. And currently Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and some other shows that are coming up now. There are some interesting shows coming. They're about to do a Project Blue Book show, which is coming on the History Channel soon. And there are some other shows we're looking at on Hulu and things like that. But so that's what X-Track is. And then Paranormal Track kind of came out of X-Track because we were doing a lot of different things that were about the ghosts and about the things that go bump in the night or things that we have questions about. So Paranormal Track is about paranormal topics. Of course, as we say, ghost hunting, Bigfoot, UFOs. The UFO part that's outside of a TV show, maybe a UFO show. There was one on History Channel, I think, called Hangar 51. So things like that. The Project Blue Book stuff would probably be on the new TV show, would probably be on X-Track, but the actual work that was done in Project Blue Book would be in possibly the Paranormal Track or both. We kind of go back and forth on something. So, but that's it.
So the X-Track basically covers things that aren't necessarily covered in other areas, but they have the genre touch to them, and typically yes. with a government agency involved in some sort of highlighted main manner type thing,
or big corporation. Last year, Lee had a really great panel on ethical hacking, dealing mm-hmm. with Scorpion and Mr. Robot,
and you know, we are actually talking about like who are the good guys and the bad guys, because you know, Mr. Robot. I love the show Mr. Robot. I'm a big fan of it. I have to watch it very, very intently.
I'm on my second run through it again.
Yeah. Yeah. Because otherwise, and you know, like shows like Twin Peaks that are just like, what is really going? There's just something weird. But talking about Mr. Robot, we're talking about that again this year is because, you know, can we trust the machine? Can we trust the machine that was in Person of Interest? Can we trust people who bring down financial systems? Are those good guys, bad guys? We can see both. And so there's some questions on that, you know, who are they? And I think that's really an interesting thing because it is a question of what, you know, there's a lot of interesting things going on both in speculative fiction and in real life. Just watched mm-hmm. something again on more stuff about artificial intelligence. And it's a little, you know, it's very interesting to hear it. And you can hear a lot about the artificial intelligence stuff in the Science Track. The Electronic Frontiers, the EFF track, and some others like that. So they, you know, all of this stuff kind of goes around, and a lot of people at Dragon Con may love to hear about Bigfoot and then also go talk about what's really going on in AI, and that would be great. And Dragon Con's going to have both of them, and we're really happy we do.
Cool. So you actually have some big guests this year.
We have some amazing guests.
You usually have big guests and amazing guests, but yes, this year you've added a few that haven't been coming to DragonCon in the past.
Yeah, right? And it's kind of amazing too because as I think I've heard this on a podcast, you know, that nothing is settled until like butts are in seats and a panel's going on, but we have some really great people coming, and
Rox and I like to say time is relative, so wait until the end of time, and that's when time has actually occurred.
Oh, right, Rox?
That's how we
phrase it. It is, absolutely.
That's great. That is awesome. But, yeah, no, We have some amazing people. We have John Noble is coming back this year.
I love John Noble.
He came, I want to say it was 2, maybe 3 years ago now. Sorry, time does get bendy, folks, especially as you get old. But he was an absolutely wonderful guest. He was just hilarious. He's funny. He is amazingly charming. He does have that twinkle in his eye that you think Walter would have. Walter Bishop from Fringe. So he's going to be there. I think we're doing 2 panels with him. We also have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. coming back. But we have Brett Dalton coming back. And I'm going to say it. I know it's Deachin is the first name. And I will never say her last name right. But we also have other agents coming with them. And one of them being Yo-Yo, who is coming. And so excited about that. And General Talbot, Adrian Pazdar, is coming. And I'm so excited because one of the first shows that ever kind of got me into this, more of this kind of genre of kind of weirdish shows, was a show he did years and years and years ago called Prophets. And if anybody remembers it, it was a show that would do really well now. It was ahead of its time when it came on, probably, gosh, what was that? Maybe 20 years ago or something. So we've got them. We've got coming, this is a brand new announcement. We have Caleb McLaughlin and Gaten Matarazzo, who are play Justin and Dustin. Justin and Dustin, right?
Is it Dustin?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, that just all of a sudden went, that's rhyming. Wait, that's kind of weird.
Stranger Things kids. Is it one of them named Dustin?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is. All right. I got it right. I just all of a sudden, like, my little head was like, those two rhyme. I guess I've been typing them and not saying them out loud that. There's like all of a sudden I'm like, oh, it rhymed. I kind of skipped over it. Brett Dalton is coming back. Brett Dalton is Agent Ward from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And he is honestly one of the nicest people ever. He is also very, very tall. But he's really, really nice. And we're really excited that he's coming back. Brett is just a great one. And so excited to have him back. He has some great stories. And I'm sure with this group that we're going to have, it's just going to be a lot of fun. But then, Caleb and Gaten are coming. They are from Stranger Things. And this is how Dragon Con kind of is always changing. We were hoping that we're going to be able to be there all 4 days. And we just heard that, unfortunately, because they are actually filming right now. It doesn't come out until 2019. Thought it came out in August. Oh, I know. Last 2 times it's kind of come out right before Dragon Con has been. Mm-hmm. But, it's going to come out in 2019, and they are filming in Atlanta. But so they should be there at least 2 days. But again, of course, it's subject to change. These are jobbing actors, even though they're younger actors. So that's great. And
you know,
so
it's usually faster to say when they aren't filming in Atlanta.
Oh,
everything seems to be filming in Atlanta, true. Right?
Yeah, because so many people are always there, and so it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm really excited about it, but yes, it's going to be awesome, which is great. But then on the paranormal side, we have some returning guests. So we have the Georgia Paranormal Group who's coming back, but we have 2 really big group guests. We have Cliff and Bobo from Finding Bigfoot, which I'm a huge Bigfoot person. I have no idea if Bigfoot is real.
If
or not
in stature, but
huh?
Nothing, what? Nothing.
What was that?
You said you're a huge, huge Bigfoot person. And I said, if not in stature.
Oh, hush up. But yes, that is true. Yeah. Don't ever go on a car ride with somebody who every time if you're in the Northwest and going through a forest goes, look, Bigfoot. And you fall for it 3 out of 4 times. It's really sad when somebody would do that to their friend.
Who would do something as mean as that?
Wouldn't that be awful, John?
It would be almost as awful as having an awkward silence coming out of the back of the car.
Yeah, or driving by the Bigfoot Museum and not stopping. But hey, I'd let that go.
I think they were closed.
On the way back, they were.
Alternate universe, they were open.
Right. Yeah, it's okay. No, there's a long story behind that. We're not going to get into it. But no, but that's really cool. And the other one is we have the Ghost Brothers. That have a TV show called The Ghost Brothers, which are three African-American men who do ghost hunting. And these are brand new guests, and we're so excited that they're coming. We fans asked for them. The first year this show was out, I've been saying, oh, this would be such a fan favorite. And now they're going to be there. So that's for Paranormal Track. It's going to be awesome.
So the Ghost Brothers isn't like Property Brothers, right? They don't renovate houses for ghosts?
No. They are not the Property Brothers. Thank you ever so much.
Although I have watched this show, it's
a fun. If you have not watched this show, you should watch this show. Find it. I don't think it's on. It's not on the channel that a lot of the other ones are on, but it's on there. You can go find it. I want to say it's FX, but don't hold me to that. I'm so sorry. Because I just have it. Guys, I don't know what TV show it's on. I have it programmed in my DVR and it just shows up.
It just shows up. Yeah.
It's just really great. You know, it just shows up. You're like, woo, yay, there's stuff. So, but, you know, those are the guests right now. And you never know. Things could get added. People could move around. We could have somebody maybe for 4 days or 3 days or 2 days. Things could change.
And you know,
filming and things like that, which is always
And Lee, you've actually had people just show up because, you know, as a guest, because we had Derek from who was a writer from Warehouse 13. And
Derek, he needed,
yes, he just showed up and he became a panelist on a fan panel. So that's the, you know, that is the cool thing about your panels.
Oh,
is even last year at the Ethical Hacking, you know, we had Olanka Dunnan and Matt Blaze. They brought up two experts from the audience. That was a full house. And that's the cool thing about your panels.
We like that. We like bringing in people. And as you say that, Rox, I want to say that we did this last year for Stranger Things. The first year we did a Stranger Things panel, it was not in a big enough room because it was in the track room. And we talked about this, and it went down the hall and up the hall and down the hall again. So, and this was, again, a show on Netflix that hadn't gotten a lot of publicity, actually. I re-looked at that in season one. It got very little publicity on Netflix. It was like, you know, just one of those little lines. And then people watched it and word of mouth, and it just became huge. I think kind of like Mr. Robot did in some ways on FX, because I think that wasn't a show that was getting a whole lot of press other than Christian Slater coming back to TV. But it's, you know, it caught on through word of mouth. And another show, but the second year we did it, we had it in a room, and we actually picked from the audience to be on the panel. And we're going to kind of do that again this year, because I think we've got two people that are going to be on the panel with us, but then we're also going to pick some people from the audience so that it can just kind of be that kind of a, there's no way to get everybody's opinion. We're going to have a big, big room. We're going to actually take over the paranormal room for that. And that room holds about 200 or so. And we're going to take over that room. And so that would be great, however that works. But we do want everybody's opinion. And I forgot to mention somebody who is coming back to Dragon Con. And I can't believe I did that, because he's one of our fan favorites. Everybody loves him. Eddie McClintock from Warehouse 13. A little bit of a hiatus last year, but he's coming back this year, and he's going to be there along with Allison Scagliotti, Claudia from the show, and I'm really excited. I don't think Claudia is going to – I know that I don't have a Sunday panel with Eddie, because he is going to be hosting the Masquerade, which should be – oh, my God.
Wow.
In our alternate universe, he's a Grand Marshal of the Parade. Is he in – is
yeah,
in yours?
Not
is
in this Grand – he's been the Grand Marshal before. But he is not this year. He was the Grand Marshal about 2 years ago when he came, but not this year. So that, yeah, there was a little bit of a confusion, I think. Maybe there was a little bit of a stream crossing there. I think Walter was playing with some things in the Fringe universe. And so, yeah. Yeah, and I do have to ask John Noble, because he said at some point he really needed to get Joshua to come to Dragon Con, which would be, and I don't remember his last name. You know, I'm blanking on it, but. The guy who played his son in Fringe.
You mean Pacey?
And and who was, as I know him, as Pacey, because my sister, thank God she doesn't listen to this, had a huge crush on Pacey of Dawson's Creek when it was on. So, so that's how I know him, is as Pacey. So it was really hard to get. Josh Jackson. It's Joshua Jackson. That's his name. He's on another TV show right now. So, but Yeah, so he said, you know, he does need to come here with me. Next time I need to bring him. So we'll see if that happens.
Now, last year, when we crossed over to this universe, Rox and I retired the Lost from X-Track. And then you got Evangeline Lilly. Now, I know she's not your guest because is she not doing any Lost panels?
She is doing two panels. I do want to make sure all the Losties know I beg. And I said, if I don't beg, they will find me. And it would be like a scene from Lord of the Flies on the island. So that would be bad. So I did beg. No, she's only there for two panels. She's going to be doing a panel about her acting, of course, mostly about Ant-Man and Wasp. But I've been told that, hey, go and ask questions about Lost. There should be no reason not to. And then she's a writer as well, writes some young adult books and going to be talking about her writing as well.
Cool. Now, just as we predicted, though, as soon as we retire the panel,
as soon as I said there will be no more Lost fan panels, we will get guests. I'm still waiting on Hurley.
I can't go through that, eulogy thing again. Sorry, John.
No, I know, but we are. And also, I wanted to tell you that the Ghost Brothers is on Destination America, which is a show on many of your cable providers or Netflix, Hulu, whatever. I have no idea how you do it that way. We're still somebody who has a dish, so one of the few people. So
now, do you have the big dish or do you have the little dish?
We do have the little dish. We don't have the big.
You don't have the big, old 1980s. Okay.
Yes, you either have dish or you have whatever that infinity, whatever it is. So we have dish. So there you go.
Cool. So what other types of fan panels will you have? And for both of your tracks?
Well, we are doing, I will be doing it with someone who is a personal friend. Both of us are big fans of Twin Peaks. So we're going to be talking about the Twin Peaks return that was on Showtime, whether we liked it, whether we didn't. Of course, we're going to have a fan panel about the X-Files. Is this the last season? I don't know. We'll see. Said she's not coming back, which, you know, that happens. We wish her the best. It would be very sad without Scully. But who knows? I mean, they did a whole season without Mulder.
Did it without Mulder. That's true.
Right. You know, what the heck do we know? We're also doing something that went over really well, almost too well last year, and trying to do it better this year in the paranormal track, is at least 3 days of con. We are going to be doing tarot readings.
Those were fantastic.
Well, thank you. And what I'm trying to do is actually know exactly how many tarot readers will be available for the three times we're doing it, get them to sign up, have it a little more organized. And I don't want to say, and we will have, I don't know if it's going to be tickets or what. Keep watching our Facebook page. Which is it says it's X-Track, but it's really X-Track and Paranormal. We put everything on there. It's the Facebook/X-Track, DragonCon_X-Track, if I'm correct. And that's
just do a Yahoo search on Facebook.
Just do a Yahoo, Google, whatever, AOL. I'm sure you could do an AOL search, right?
Well, in our universe, AOL is still huge.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's good.
Google never occurred in Rock's and I's universe.
And we're using Ask Jeeves.
And you're still using Ask Jeeves. That's awesome. So, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to laugh because if I laugh, the cough comes back. So we're doing that. And, I don't know if it'll be tickets or, you know, just kind of that. But something like that, we have more people who are going to sign up to be tarot readers. I've actually met a couple of groups here in Atlanta and trying to get some of them who already come to Dragon Con to come because, you know, as I think a lot of people know, all of our panelists for the most part are, especially fan panels or things like that, are there on their own time and their own dime. We don't really support them. Maybe if this keeps going well, we can look at that and maybe they'll be pros or something like that if they do this professionally. But yeah, so that's what we're looking at. And I'm really excited about that too, because people really enjoyed it. It was a little bit of a growing pain last year, but we'll always have a few growing pains, but people said they liked it, but it was it needed a little more organization. And we agree. We thought we'd have more readers too. And some things happened for our readers. Some of them got sick, so other things. So this way we'll have a little better sense of that too. And then, you know, there's always just the regular fandom panels. Father Brian Small will be back. He is a great friend of ours. Rox will be on some of our panels. You didn't know that yet. I've heard that there's this thing in my universe that's called some kind of a podcast that I do with somebody. And we're going to do a live one of that. It's on the schedule right now. And take audience questions. We're going to be talking about MJ-12 again, some of the new evidence with John Flynn. That's, if you don't know what Majestic 12 is, you look it up. It's all about the UFOs. At some point, I'm going to get some more stuff and do something on MK-Ultra, because that's the other thing I absolutely...
Oh, people are interested in.
I'm very interested in MK-Ultra and stuff like that. And
what is that for those of us that have no idea what you're talking about?
Okay, so MJ-12 is, first of all, a group that supposedly was created by President Truman, and it was 12 white men who basically investigated all UFOs and are part of the government conspiracy to keep people from knowing about UFOs. And there's a whole book about, there's a whole standard operating procedure that went to someone and got published and things like that. And there are questions on authenticity. Is it true? Is it isn't? And so there's things like that. And John Flynn has got some new information on that. I'm going to share it. So that's what MK-12 is. And it's Majestic 12, MJ-12. Sorry, I said MK. MJ-12. And there are still things that people believe that MJ-12 is still going on. And it's one of those times when Clinton and those Clinton and Obama and even George W. Bush said, you know, they haven't told me about anything about any aliens.
Carter and Ford, they all approached and
got supposedly and told nothing. And we're told nothing and got a letter that said, you really actually don't have the clearance to see that. But trust us, there's nothing there. And supposedly the way MJ-12 was set up was so that until there's an alien invasion or something, everyone must know. MJ-12 is not going to tell anybody. So whether or not you believe it or not, that's the theory. MK-Ultra, if you've ever read the book Firestarter by Stephen King, it gives you an idea of MK-Ultra. But MK-Ultra was supposedly research done in the 60s, especially with a lot of psychotropic.
Yes.
That's the word. Psychotropic drugs and other drugs mixed together for volunteers. And the volunteers either tapped into certain powers or became kind of, in a term, mutants in their own way. Some of them had telekinesis, ESP, the ability to make people do things.
So the basis of Fringe, essentially.
It's a little bit of the basis of Fringe. It was the kind of those kind of experiments were what made the girl in Firestarter. Is her two parents went through this, and they had both been subjects, and he got a little bit of something he called the push, which is he could kind of tell people to do something, and they would kind of follow it. His wife had a little bit of a telekinesis, and then his daughter was I'm going to get the wrong word. She basically
pyrokinetic.
Pyrokinetic. Thank you very much.
Plus, she was born into that strange legacy family called the Barrymores,
and also born into that absolutely amazing family that seems to be all full of just amazing actors. But yeah, so that's kind of MK Ultra, and it's a very interesting thing because a lot of people actually supposedly died, went insane. There is supposedly a asylum somewhere that just keeps people from who went insane after MK Ultra. And it basically is that. And some families say that's what happened to my brother and my sister. I've never seen him again after this. So it's a lot of that. It's a very interesting experiment. And there are questions on whether or not parts of it are still going on today.
So you're going to have
MK-Ultra because I just find it very.
So you're going
to
have
using science to change people is both terrifying and interesting at the same time.
So you'll have President Truman on one of your panels, is what you're saying?
You know what? If I could bring President Truman, I would. Actually, he's one of my favorite presidents, in all honesty. A man who should have never been president is actually one of my favorites. Yeah, if you've ever read a history of Truman and how he got to not just being a senator, but then also being vice president, I mean, it's a heck of a story. This was not a man who was, he was not in the halls of power early on. He really, there, if there's a self-made man, Harry S. Truman, the S stands for nothing, was one of them. So awesome. Sorry, got my little history minor degree in there really quick. Sorry. Cool. So I'll be quiet now. But no, there's a lot of stuff going on. We're going to have more and more. Oh, and we're going to do a paranormal town hall, which is we have a vendor who volunteered to do this. Going to come up and just talk about his paranormal experiences and then just kind of do a town hall where everybody can share theirs. We did a little bit of this kind of last time, Rocks.
I was on that. Yeah.
Yes, you were. And we're going to do it it's going to be, he's done this at other cons and volunteered to do it at Dragon Con, and I think it sounds like a great, great thing. I want to be on that again. Well, you can't be on it because he's running it, but you can come and talk about your paranormal experience.
Well, I don't have any, but that's all right. It's okay.
Well, you got time. You got 30-something days to find one.
Go stand outside for a while.
Go stand outside. You're in Florida. Who knows?
The heat will eventually make you think of something.
You got Gulf Breeze there. You've got the swamp. You've got the
skunk ape.
Chupacabra.
That's more in Texas, not in Florida.
We had it running. There was a period of time down a few years back where they were claiming Chupacabra was in like the Miami area.
Oh, really?
South Florida, like in the Everglades sort of area.
That's funny. Have fun with that. Okay.
But we have no Bigfoot.
You have a skunk ape. You have skunk ape.
They're kind of like, they're like cousins that they haven't met.
Yeah. No, skunk ape is, yeah. No, you got skunk ape. You're good.
Now, are you doing any parties or anything like that?
We are doing a party. Thank you for bringing it up. We are doing one on Thursday night, and we're calling it the Awkward Middle School Dance Party. This does not mean middle schoolers can come. This is not for middle schoolers. This is for adults. But we are going to be doing basically an 80s, just as you saw at the end of season 2, and not really giving away any spoilers, but there was a middle school dance, and the guys went, and it was very interesting. So we are going to be doing that. I need to find
fake braces.
That would work. To go with that, I think it says, aqua, you got to gel and aquanet that hair up like Steve told Dustin to do, man. Got to do that and then do that awkward shuffle dance that we used to do, and do that. And last year we tried to do this a little bit. We tried to have an 80s dance party and did not have a DJ that was with the program. So I've talked to Dragon Con. If we do not have a DJ that can help us with that, which is understandable, my staff and I have already come up with our own playlist. We will be remembering our 80s days and having that. And, the great thing is we also have things like Pandora and the internet to make sure that we get some of the top terrible 80s songs, and of course then the fun ones too, because you got to do Twist and Shout and you got to do some of those other big group dance things like that too, because those were always a part of the dance too, right? Mm-hmm. So, and we're going to put up, if anybody has smallish but transportable disco ball that I could use on that Thursday night, would love to use it, put it up. We're going to have those stars. And if you remember, whenever you would go to one of these, sometimes they've always, for some unknown reason, those gold and silver stars would be hanging from the ceiling.
Those aren't the parties I went to.
I'm not at all surprised by that, Rox. At all. Rox, not at all surprised.
I remember the limelight. Well, my hair. I keep my, flock of seagull hair.
There you go. You got to keep your flock of seagulls hair, man. Well, and that's just it. You got to remember there were different parts of the 80s. Like the early 80s, then there's the Duran Duran 80s, then there's flock of seagulls 80s. And you even had, during all of that 80s, you got some of that, like, Slayer and Guns N' Roses kind of
you know, headbands.
And yeah, you could even go with jackets, Miami Vice 80s.
Miami Vice 80s. There's a lot of different 80s. So,
yes.
I would, you know, have fun with it. I want people to have fun with it. Probably might have a nun who drops by and makes sure nobody is dancing too close. Joyce might be there, just making sure that her son is all okay and checking out the party and things like that. But I think it'll be a lot of fun. And but it is going to be called the Awkward Middle School Party, but it is not for middle school kids. I mean, it's fine if they come. It's going to start at like 8:30 and end at around 10. It's going to start at 8 and end at 10 on Thursday night, mostly because then you can go to those really, really adult parties and kind of remember that, oh, thank God I'm no longer in middle school and high school, and now I'm an adult and I can go and dance at this thing, the 8-bit ball and a rave at 2 a.m. and all of that kind of stuff.
Now, will there be any backwards skating?
No, only because we don't have a skating rink. If I had a skating rink, I probably would try to do that.
There'll be no couple skates either.
There will be no all skate, and there will be no couple skates. But there will be couples dancing if everybody can, you know, strike, get their inner Steve and their inner Dustin and go and ask a girl on the other side of the room.
Will there be bleachers set up that we can lean up against and avoid contacting anybody of the opposite sex?
No, but what we're going to do is have wall space on either side with some chairs awkwardly placed so that you can sit like how you needed to. For that, like,
so,
you know, you can
so will
with,
there
will there be a punch bowl that I can go over to?
Yeah, so I was just
going to
say, and who's going to play chaperone?
There is the chaperones will be the X-Track staff. God help you all. But
those are no chaperones at all.
Pretty much. But as I said, this is for adults, so we will be checking. You do have to have your.
Then why are your chaperones there?
Sorry. Yeah. Well, Joyce will be there. I told you, Joyce is going to drop by. So. Joyce will be there. You know, hey, maybe Sheriff Hopper. I said we're going to have a nun making sure you're not dancing too close.
Right, but you said you said that the dance is for adults, but yet you have your staff showing up.
Yeah, well, you know, somebody's got to pretend to be an adult.
I think you're missing my point.
They pretend. Anyway. I'm.
Oh,
totally
wait a minute.
Point, but they pretend really well.
Okay, so this is going to infringe upon. So you said Thursday night.
It is Thursday night from 8 to 10.
You know when Dragon Con starts.
Yeah, when Dragon Con now starts. But after 10 o'clock, it's going to go, you know, it's going to be over and all the lights will go really big and bright and everybody will have to leave.
Okay.
And be, you know, and picked up and whatever. But at that point, you know, you'll remember that, oh, thank God I'm not in middle school. And you can go maybe to, you know, that the 8-bit party starts, I think, at 10:30. That'll give you time to, oh, thank God, go get all that awful makeup off your face and go to the 8-bit party. And then also, or go to like, you know, maybe a bar or something of that nature.
Yeah.
Because there are just a few of those around Dragon Con, even in the hotels.
Yeah. With just bowl drinks.
With bold. Bowl as in B-O-W-L and bold as in B-O-L-D drinks. Yes. Yeah. But, you know, and always remember that what I love about Dragon Con and is that all the hotels get into it, too. So, you know, whatever's going on at the Hilton, the Hyatt, the Sheraton, the Westin. Well, the Westin's usually the one a little more calm, which is nice. But yeah, Thursday night's also the great time to start, since that is when con starts now. I just kind of want to cry sometimes. I'm also very happy about it. But that's also prime kind of people watching night too, because people, some of the costumes are starting to get out. It's also when you all of a sudden go, oh my God, I haven't seen you for a whole year, and start seeing people that you haven't seen for a whole year.
Well, isn't this true, Rox? In our universe, Dragon Con actually starts on Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah. You know what? I think your universe is a place that would be very, very exhausting.
It is. It is.
Very, very exhausting. And wow, oh, wow. Would those people, that would be people that can get a whole lot of time off of work to be able to be at a con for 6 days.
And, well, we don't have the concept of work in our universe.
Mm.
Yeah.
You guys all just are like in the Star Trek world with Universal.
Yeah, where everyone just agrees that they do stuff for the good of mankind.
Exactly.
Wow.
So but we all have to have a Patreon page.
Everyone has a Patreon page. Every single person.
I'm sorry, I'm just giggling. I'm giggling, but I'm trying not to giggle too loud because I would giggle really a lot. But keep going.
No more. It's not called cash. It's called Pats, as in Patreon.
Yes. Awesome.
Yes, we no longer deal with paper. It's all digital. So So tell everyone where they can find more information about your track and where you're actually located.
Best place to find information on the track is on our Facebook page. We pretty much don't get really busy on our page until now. And we'll start putting up stuff and telling you how to where stuff is going to be and everything like that. And the guests, when Dragon Con, the official Dragon Con, makes an announcement, we usually share that on our page. It's usually done in like a big sporadic, wow, look at all these people at one time kind of thing, because all of a sudden our real lives have allowed us time to go on and do that. But that's the best place, and it's just Dragon Con. It's extract underscore Dragon Con. Oh, goodness. I don't know. John, you'll have to look that up. I'm sorry. You have to get out of your alternative universe.
No, hold on. I'll ask Jeeves.
Okay, ask Jeeves. Thanks. No, doing that, but our rooms are still in the same place. We are both still back in the Sheraton, still in the Sheraton, which we love. Oh, we love our Sheraton. Oh, we love our Sheraton. We are still on the same floor and we're still in the same room. It's either Valdosta or the
around the corner.
Yeah, one of them's Valdosta and one of them is
around the corner.
It's around the corner. They're right there. The smaller room is the extra room. Oh, Augusta?
Isn't it Augusta?
It's Augusta. That's it. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Valdosta and Augusta. We're right there.
I pulled that out from the
other
universe.
Good job. Thanks a lot. We're right there. We're near each other. Our staffs know each other. So we all work together. It's one big happy family. So always ask questions. We have a lot of really big panels. So a lot of times we will be in main programming. Well, in a main room. So do look. We won't always be in the Sheraton main room. We may be, usually for us, we're often over in the Hilton or the Marriott. Hilton. Yeah, the Hilton and the Marriott. Don't often go to the Hyatt, but we'll see. Might be in the Hyatt for maybe the Stranger Things, because that's the largest of all the ballrooms. But the Marriott's right at it, so not sure. But yeah. Mm-hmm. But look on that. And always remember, all of our people, most of these actors are job and actors people. We want to see them at con. We can't wait. But if they get a job, we also say more power to them, and we understand that. But also that some of them may be able to be there for some days and not other days. So all of that will be on the app. That is the best place to see our stuff when it comes up and when it gets updated. Dragon Con, Extract, and Paranormal do not put out our schedules early. I don't know that any tracks are doing that this year, but the app will be up usually right at the 2-week mark before con, and you'll get to see it all there.
Cool. So Lee, before we let you go,
okay.
We have a tradition on our side of the universe. I don't know if you do it on your side of the universe.
Oh, okay.
Where we, have a game with our guests. We play a little quick little game with our guests at the conclusion of the show. So, tonight William will be back to, administer the quiz. In this event, we're going to do, a thing called Family Feud. Do you have that over here?
I have heard of Family Feud. I have heard of it. Okay. Yeah, so it's an interesting show. Ours, was done by Drew Carey for a while, actually. So yeah.
Oh, Drew Carey, our president. Really?
Oh, is that your president?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's our president.
Wow.
Right after Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes, his vice president is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I was about to go, actually, can I come there, please?
We've collected various cards from various games throughout the universe. And this one is just the generic Family Feud game. And William will ask all of us a question. And we try our best to get the highest score listed on the survey answer. So the premise is that these people have gone out and surveyed lots of people, and they've brought back the top 5-6 answers that were provided from the surveys and how many there were. So we'll start with you. We'll start with one question. You'll get to answer first, then Rox, and then I will answer.
Excellent. I get to go first. Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just realized that all of these Family Feud items are published by the same people.
Yes.
It's all Cardinal.
Zaphoid Beeblebrox.
Zaphoid Beeblebrox? Mm-hmm. Oh, he publishes you got to watch after Zaphoid, man. He's not always a good guy.
Which head?
The left one.
It doesn't matter. Any and all of the heads can be bad. Just saying.
All right. So what's the first one, William?
If you could be on any 10 best list, what list would you like to be on? To clarify, it's like the top 10 best insert blank.
Like top 10 books or top 10 celebrities?
Of you as a person.
Me as a person. Oh, top 10 richest people.
Okay. Rox?
Top 10 sports.
Top 10 sports person?
Top 10 richest sport, top 10 richest athlete list.
Okay.
Okay.
I would like to be on the top 10 murderer. I mean, top 10 non-murdering guy list.
Mm-hmm.
William, did we get any of those?
The richest was on the list.
Okay, how many points was that for?
29.
Woo! So you got 29 points. What about Rox? Was Rox athletics or anything like that?
No. I don't think so.
And
all right, that's wrong.
I kind of agree with that. I'm surprised that's not in there, but okay.
All right, so going from the bottom to the top, what are they?
The kindest, the sexiest, everyone's favorite list, best parent, best looking, best dressed, and the richest.
All right, so
richest was number one.
Yes. So Rox and I got nothing.
I won a Pulitzer in the other.
Does it count that I'm already in my universe on the top 10 sexiest? So do I get points for that?
I mean, you're just below Jeff Goldblum. So I mean, it's.
So yeah, podcasters are considered sexy in your world, man. Your universe is cool. I'm gonna go to this universe.
Yeah.
Win Pulitzers, all that.
Name the person you feel most guilty lying to.
Lee.
Oh. My child.
Ross. Lee's child.
children. Yeah, just my my child.
I just know it's general, but your mom.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah. Your mom.
I would say that I never feel guilty about lying to my children, because I never do, William, as far as you know. Let's see.
Because you never lied to your children?
Your parishioners, John.
My wife. Not that I ever lied to her.
I also thought about that one. Yeah, that's a good one, too. Okay.
All right.
So all those were indeed on the list.
Okay.
Yay!
So which one, going, like, how many, what about Lee's? Lee's child?
Children was, in third for 11 points.
Mm-hmm.
Significant other, because gotta keep it politically correct, for 22 points, and parent for 56 points.
Whoa
Rox, 56 points.
Wow. The Pulitzer Prize.
I'm so sorry.
Those were the top three, and underneath those were dentist, best friend, and myself.
Dentist.
And somebody on the list is doing a very, you know, existential.
Why
myself? I don't like lying to myself.
Of course, I'm flossing
every day, twice a day. Right? That's how you floss, right?
Well, when you're lying to your dentist, aren't you really lying to yourself? So, I mean, aren't those the same answer? Anyway, all right, really, William. Next question.
Name a sport that would be really dangerous to play in the nude.
Is running with scissors?
Every one of them.
Machete juggling.
Yeah, I know. I'm sitting here like, can't think of one that wouldn't be, but I'll go with kind of tried and true football.
Football?
Yeah.
Rox?
Hockey.
Oh, that might be better. Yeah.
I'm thinking a polo, the horse kind.
Not the water one.
The water one's fine. Naked. Who doesn't like a nice naked water polo game?
I don't know, unless you're playing in Brazil. Watch out.
Yeah, just be called skinny polo.
Soccer would be bad too, I suppose.
I think Steve. Hockey might be number one because not only is it like football and you're gonna hurt
it's
yourself,
called shrinkage.
You're also
football
on
is number one.
And there are blades.
Well, and also you know, maybe the hurdles. Running hurdles would be bad. Well, for dudes at least.
Yeah.
All right. So what were the score?
Please, what were the answers?
I'll just read all the answers. Boxing at the bottom, baseball, rugby, soccer, hockey, and then football on top.
Okay, so how much was football? I didn't get any.
53 points, and hockey was 20 points.
I'm kind of surprised by that. I actually would have thought. Yeah.
All right, so what's next? Fourth question out of five.
Name something that can be lumpy.
Name something that can be lumpy.
Presumably things that you wouldn't be concerned that were lumpy.
I have two answers in my head. Oh, wow. Something that can be lumpy. Gravy.
Okay. Rocks.
Mashed potatoes.
That was my guess. a pillow.
I was actually also thinking mattress, a lumpy mattress.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see or hear how that goes.
All right. So what do we got? Were they on there?
Mashed potatoes was number one for 29 points.
There you go.
And pillow was last for 6 points.
Now gravy
was. And gravy wasn't on there?
It was not.
What else was on the list?
These are not Southern cooks, man. A lumpy gravy
was cream of wheat on it. What else?
it was pillow, soup, grits, mattress / bed, and all that jazz. Oatmeal / cereal and mashed potatoes.
Oatmeal. Well, they had grits on there, so it was. It seems like it would have been cold from the south.
Yeah, but yeah, because lumpy gravy gets you kicked out of that sup club in church. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. All right, last question,
and the most specific one. Tell me something people in Florida do a lot more than people in Minnesota. Specifically, Minnesota, though. No other northern state. Just Minnesota.
Oh my gosh, I just had dinner with some people from Minnesota.
Something people in Florida
do more
than people in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the beach. Go swimming. Yeah.
Okay. Rocks?
Wear summer clothes all year long.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I was thinking of wear shorts because, damn, Minnesota's cold. Mm-hmm.
Would be going outside be considered a different answer than swimming?
I would not say it's a different answer.
You would not say it's a different answer. Okay. I have no chance of winning, so I don't know why I'm even bothering to struggle.
Oh
with
my
this.
God. Say Russell alligators. John, I'm giving it to you.
That's actually a pretty good one.
Run away from alligators. That's what we do more in Florida than they do in.
Even though that's most realistic, that was not on the list, sadly.
Well, sunscreen's on there, isn't it?
It was not.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so what was on there? Bad. All right.
The list was go golfing, summer clothes, bathing suits, sweat, go fishing, fresh oranges, swim/surf, and go to the beach.
So go to the beach.
But all of our oranges go. They leave our state.
And what was the one that Rox got?
Summer clothes for two.
Summer clothes.
That's two.
Okay, this was I need that too.
This was actually a quiz that Rox took. This is one of the surveys that Rox took. Rox and one other person.
Well, I actually, you know, think about it. Like, they wear you. Well, here's the thing in Minnesota.
I wear shorts 365 days plus.
But I will also say that people in Minnesota, as soon as it gets like 50, they think they're having a heat wave.
That's right.
So they'll be in them shorts quick.
That's right.
As soon as they possibly could.
Yes.
But yes, that is, that's kind of crazy. So yeah, I agree.
All right. Well, William tallies up the score. Why don't you tell us again where people can find you and where your track is located, Lee?
We are in the Sheraton, the Valdosta room and the Augusta room, I think. Boy, I should really know that because I've been typing it for days. We are on Facebook, DragonCon Extract, and it's a Facebook group, and that's for both Extract and Paranormal, but because Facebook is weird, we can't change the name anymore. But that's where we are, and we put everything on there. And then that also links to, like, we do have a Twitter. We do more on our Twitter as we get closer and things like that. We're very low-key social media, mostly because we think, you know, it's just, if you want to come to us, we know you're going to come to us, and we love the people who do and who find us, and they look for their shows and their people, and then they find us, and we love it.
And they're using telepathy to reach you anyway.
And we're doing that right. I mean, we got all the psychics helping us tell everybody to come to us.
And all the people that would go to your track, the Extract, they don't want to be seen on social media anyway because they're afraid the government's out to get them.
And they are, I hate to tell you. They really kind of are. So I get it.
In our universe, the government hands out candy every day. So,
oh, that's kind of nice.
So, William, what were the final scores?
So, in last place, no one surprised, is John with 28 points.
In my universe, I always get 1,000, but go on.
And second was Rox with 107 points. And first, whoa, Lee had a total of 151 points.
Wow!
We gave that to you because you're a guest.
Well, thank you. Thank you for letting me win because I'm a guest. Because, you know, there are other shows I've gone on and I just, you know, I never used to win. So it's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So until next time, from Earth 722, this is John saying... John Fort, now I've messed myself up. John Fort, William, Rox, and Lee saying war.
What? I don't know. Bye.
For the heart.
Hello. Bye. Vaya con Dios.
And scene.
Done.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter at @TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.